Okay, so I know that we're all caught, in between trying to go on with our normal lives and also being constant emotional attachment and practical attachments going on. Israel, even more time right now with your trip, and we're trying to find that balance. And I know that. As a head of school, honestly, I'm thinking about this like all day, even just on like a school level. Like, how much do you make it part of your thing? How much do you not? So I was thinking for our shiur, I didn't want to leave the idea of like learning be'ian, because that's what we do here, and I think there's a value in that and what we do here together and learning on a high level. At the same time, I thought that maybe we'll learn a little bit about Eisara, a little bit about some of the sugya. There'll be a little bit of like a hashkafic implication to what we're going to talk about tonight. I think a really actually profound message tonight. Again, whether next week we'll do the same thing again, I don't know, but I thought it was like a nice like kind of pshara between, going on as regular, but also connecting to what's going on and not losing focus. And I happen to think this was a good pshara. So tonight we're going to look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios. So the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph here, Mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah lizok ulahariya b'chatzotos ha-kol tzara shetavo al ha-tzibur. So there's a mitzvahs asei in the Torah to cry out and to blow chatzotos on any tzara that comes in the tzibur. Shnema ala tzara tzara eschem b'erosom b'chatzotos on any, again, the Pasuk says in Parshas Ba'aloscha, on any like the enemy that comes upon you, you should raise the chatzotos. Kolomar, kol davar sheyatzer lachem, kigon batzores, bedever, varbek, yotzben, any kind of struggle, any kind of pain, any kind of, a plague, a locust, whatever it may be, kiyotzben zaku alehen vahariyu. I want you to cry out on them, and I want you to blow the shofar. That's what the Rambam says here. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah to cry out on the shofar. So that's what he says. So if you look at the Magen Mishnah here, the Magen Mishnah points out something fascinating. He says, "V'ra'isi l'rabbeinu b'sefer mitzvah shelo." So if you look at the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, "Shemana trua zu v'tekiya shebishas hakarbanos mitzvah achas." So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos in the Sefer HaMitzvos, you'll see that he actually counts the one mitzvah for the trua that we're talking about of Eisara, and the tekiyos that we do when we bring karbanos. So we'll pause in the Magen Mishnah for a second. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam, source number 3 in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says as follows. HaMitzvah nun tes, he, what's the 59th mitzvah? Shetzivanu litko b'chatzos b'mikdash m'akravas kol karmi karbanei ha-moadim. Then there's a mitzvah to blow chatzotros in the mikdash with every single karban on the karban ha-moadim. V'hu amar misparach, this is what the Torah says. This is the very next pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloscha. U'bayom simchaschem wadechem roshechatshechem tekatem v'chatzotros. Again, on a day of happiness and a holiday, on Rosh Chodesh, you should blow the chatzotros. U'bebir amrish mitzayom v'chatzotros. Again, the mitzvah of those days of chatzotros. V'kvar esbar amrish mitzayom mitzvah v'sifri, Rosh Hashanah v'tainis. Re-explain this. V'chein anach nemitzuvim letkoa b'chatzotros be'itos hatzorech v'hatzaros. And we also need to, we're commanded to blow the chatzotos on the times of need and the times of, again, pain. When you cry in front of Hashem, and that's what the pasuk says, again, when you have these, war and these enemies that come on you in that time, right? So it's a very strange thing, right? These are very different chatzotos, right? There's the chatzotos of the Moadim on the Karbanos, right? There's the chatzotos of Tzara and Milchama, and the Rambam is saying it's one mitzvah. So the Magen Mishnah says in the very next line, there, go back to source number 2, V'tamani. It's a wonderment. Lama shahari shnei psukim heim b'kasav. It's two psukim, right? V'nire shedaitozal sheha mitzvah hi achas klalis. It would seem that the Rambam has one general mitzvah. Litkoa bechatzotos v'mikdosh, to blow chatzotos in the mikdosh be'is ha-karbanos, when you bring a karbon of be'is ha-tzaros, and the time of need, be'in mikdosh v'mikvulim, v'in roi l'nosim b'shnei mitzvos v'o tzarachin. So he basically just says what the Rambam says. It seems to be that they're one mitzvah, but I don't really understand why. That's basically, if I were to say the Magen Mishnah in my own words, that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying, which is, it would seem to be that these are one mitzvah. I'm not really sure how they're one mitzvah. They're two very, very different mitzvahs. They would seem to be very, very different. So I saw, quoted in the back of the Frankel, I don't get credit for finding the source, a really fascinating Prima Gadin. So if you look in Orach Chaim Siman Tavkanai,
what is Begadin, Prima Gadin? You know, is that a noun? Or is that like a proper noun? Yeah.
I think it's a pasuk in Tanakh somewhere, but I'm blanking where. I'm pretty sure.
What does it mean?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. Sorry. But it is. I'm pretty sure it is. We'll look it up afterwards. Don't be nadar. I'll give you an answer. So the Prima Gadim here, there actually is in Orach Chaim, Hilchos Tanios, and I don't just mean Hilchos Tanios of like the public fast days, but there actually are halachas of like when you're Makabel fast days. If you ever learn Mesachos Tainis, most fast days have to do with rain and not having rain. So it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's real halachas, right? We don't seem to do any of these halachas nowadays, even when there is not rain.
We fast or when the 3-5.
Right, exactly. I kind of skipped over this, and the truth is it's worthy of just commenting on. Even the fact that we don't blow chatzotos nowadays is not particularly clear. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah there, in the beginning of Siman Tavkavayin Vav, so the Mishnah Berurah is already struggling with the Magen Avraham, asks like, why don't we do these chatzotos nowadays? When a tzara comes, right, we don't blow chatzotos anymore nowadays. What? For tzara, that's the Ram. The first Ram. Mitzvah say. Tavkavayin Vav is tzaras, Tavkavayin Hey is droughts. So the Nosei Kedem already bothered by this question of like, why don't we do the chatzos nowadays? And even some of the answers, right, which sound good in the times when they wrote them, are not true nowadays. So for example, there's I think the Maor Katsia is quoted, who says, it's only when we're in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're in Eretz Yisrael. And then someone else says, no, it's only when Rov Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. So we actually have Rov Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, right? So we don't do this, though. We don't do chatzos. Some say it's only when we have the Mikdash, and it's only when we have real Kohanim HaMiyuchasim. There are different reasons given as to why we don't do it, but so we don't do it, even though Pashas is we should do it. It's mitzvah say to do it. But again, leaving that issue aside,
why don't we fast? Why are we not fasting?
So there was like in my yeshiva some Sephardi. We had 4 Sephardim who fasted actually last week. I was very impressed. High school kids who fasted. The Sephardi community last week, last Thursday on Yom Kippur Katan, like Arab, you know, before did send out to fast. I got it from the head of my rabbinical advisory board. Not telling me to do it. He was just saying, this is what's going on, and 4 kids did fast. But yeah, it's a good question also. Why don't we fast? It's not, I mean, there's no, I don't have a good answer. Why we should. Meaning, it's Pashas, we should. So look at this Prima Gadim. He has an amazing answer. Ayim Magi Mishnah. The Perek Av Hilchas Tainas, the Mishnah Mel Sham. Sheram Zal, the Rambam, Kol Mitzvah Asay Achas the Karbanos Uletzara. Vitamu Sham, and the Magid Mishnah asks, Lama lo mana lo beiz mitzvah sase achreish him zmana mischalfim. There are different times. And he says, Kamo shofar Rosh Hashanah v'yol v'yom kippur. It should be just like shofar and Rosh Hashanah and shofar and Yom Kippur. During the Yovel, those are 2 mitzvahs, even though it's both of the shofar, right? Because they're 2 totally different things. What's going on over here? So he says the following, Vayin v'sefer hachinach parshas ba'aloscha lamadati katzas tiris. So if you look in the sefer hachinach in parshas ba'aloscha, I'm going to give you a little bit of an answer. Sha'kavana lahem achas, their kavana is one. Sha'adam tsarach kavana gadola bekarban. That a person needs a lot of kavana when it comes to a karban. Vishalo yakrivu rak l'shamayim, that he shouldn't just bring it to Shemayim, l'lisha mazel. Sorry, he should only bring it for Shemayim, meaning Takarish Baruch Hu, not for any mazel. The kolcha, for any stars, kamo shehurglu mikol nochein, that they were used to do. Mayim ram, mishar asorim, tam karbanos. See the Rambam why we have karbanos in the first place. Then he says as following: V'chein be'is hatzara sarach kivan gadol laHashem. This is quoted in Sefer Achinach. So too in an eis tzara you need an intense kavana to Hashem. V'hainu nami kamo shkatzu b'samach. That's like it says close by. Shlomo yom mikrahu. You shouldn't say it's a happenstance. Merechts haShemayim. It's just in the ways of the Shemayim, right? Ha'adam chomer tzarach ha'oras rav. A person whose physical needs a lot of his odorous. That's why we have to do the chatzos. So he says, since they're one intent, therefore it's one mitzvah, and that seems to be somewhat of an answer. Now it's interesting that the Prima Gadim is clearly hedging, right? He's hedging. But if you look at the Sefer Achinach, which we're going to look in right now, the Sefer Achinach doesn't really hedge. Sefer Achinach seems to say that they really are one kavana. And it's a fascinating Sefer Achinach, which is really going to be the crux of our shiur tonight. it's really a fascinating idea. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, which is this mitzvah, again, mitzvah let's go b'chatos b'mikdash b'chol yom b'hekav karban. B'chamochin b'shas atzaras. So he...
Is it good.
I knew you were going to ask that, Jeff. I knew you were all over that. And he says, Shnei b'chisavol melchama v'gomer. B'chas v'ach v'gamgen yom simchas v'dachem v'shachishim v'katan v'chatos v'osim v'dada. Va'afa pisha hizra kasa b'yom simcha moed rosh chodesh. And even though it's only says those days, lav da'afka says the Sefer HaChinuch, b'chol yom ha'yitog v'mikdash b'chatos v'akorman. They did it every single day. Now, I don't know the answer, and I didn't look up before the Shir Jev. It sounds like this, he's taking it for granted. The Rambam sounded like it was only, the Pesukim sounded like it's only those days. He's saying it's not only those days. I'm not sure, it's not really our topic today, but either it's every day or it's only on the Moadim. But then it says the Sefer HaChinuch the following, Misharshe HaMitzvah. Lefisha b'shas ha-karban ha-yatzrichen le-kavin da'itam yafa b'inyano. In the time of a karban, you have to really have intense focus. As we know, a carbon can be passeled with your bad machshavos. If you're thinking chutzazman, right, outside of the time, outside of the place, right? The gamkin tsarech ha carbon kavana shlema lifnei adon hakol shetzivano olav. And so too, when you bring a carbon, you need complete kavana to the Kadosh Baruch Hu who commanded you. The gam kein be'is hatzara tzara ha'adam kivan gadol b'hischanun alifnei boro. So too, in a time of tzara, a person needs intense focus, right, in his davening. Shirachim la'v'yatzilei me'tzara, so that he should protect him, and that he, sorry, he should have mercy on him, and he should protect him from his tzara. L'chein in stavina b'tkiyas chatzos b'itum ilu. That's why we build a chatzotros. Why the chatzotros? So he happens to have, this is more tangential, but it's fascinating. Why chatzotros? A person who's physical needs a great hisoris to things. Right? Our nature, without being aroused, it's going to sleep. Nothing wakes you up like a good niggin. Nothing wakes up like a good song, as we know. Even more so, the chatzotros. It's even a greater kol. And then he says something else fascinating. It would seem to be there's another great benefit with the chatzotos. Besides that, it wakes you up. With the song, right, with the sound of music, you're able to remove everything else from your mind. I'm just thinking about the carbon. Why should I, you know, talk a lot about this? Everyone knows this. Anyone who's ever tried to focus on these things will know that this is true. So says the Sefer HaChinuch something fascinating at the end here. This is not the main point, but it's fascinating. He's saying as follows. He's saying that when a person has music specifically, right, music arouses us, it gets us going, wakes us up, right? But more than that, it also helps us focus, right? If you're able to have a song, you can almost zone in on the music, right, and get everything else out of your head, right? You zone in on that niggin, right, and you're able to tune everything else out, right? That's why chatzotra specifically. But I want to unpack, again, we're not going to do a lot more sources, but I want to unpack the Sefer HaChinuch because I think it's a fascinating idea, and I think what he's saying is very, very powerful, and we're going to bring it back to the Eis Tzara. I think what he's saying is as follows, that when a person brings a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, so it's very easy to just kind of try and be yotzei by doing the action and not really having in mind, right? We know there are many psukim, I believe it's the beginning of Zechariah, right, that talk about, you know, I don't want just your empty, you know, I don't want your empty korbanos, right? It's toeva to me, it's disgusting to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want it to be real. I want it to be a real tshuva, right? You're not being yotzei by bringing a korban, right? Back in the day, we can't relate to this, although we can with tefillah. Back in the day, right? So it used to feel like I just bring my carbon and I'm good, right? Okay, I sinned, but here's my carbon, here's my offering. It's almost like, it's done. I did everything. No, it's not the pshat. A carbon was only effective if you did tshuva with it. A carbon was only effective if you really changed, if you had intent, if you're really thinking about what was going on, right? Just to bring a carbon is empty. What the kavana that went along with the carbon was extremely important, right? That's what he's saying. Now, what does that do with Neis Tzara, though, right? That's the question. What's he saying that has to do with Neis Tzara? So he's saying, right, if you read what he's saying, he's saying that when you die...
Opposites. I mean, in one instance, you bring it in the base of Magdash for a year. I mean, you said for Mechila, but really, it doesn't necessarily could be...
For Simcha, yeah. That's what he's saying.
Closest you are to Hashem in theory. And these are the opposite. We're the most distant from Hashem, right? With Eisara or Mechama.
Yeah. Good. So I was going to get... That was exactly what I was going to get. So what's he saying? He's saying that's exactly where I was going. So he's saying, by an Esara Sotu, you need the same Kavana Gadola. So what Jeff is saying is actually where exactly I was going to go. If you go back to the Pshat and the Pesukim for a second, I don't know what to do with the Chinuch exactly, because he says it's every carbon every single day. But if you just go to Pshat and the Pesukim for a second, right? The Pesukim are definitely contrasting times of war, really, really bad times, and times of Simcha, really, really good times. That's clear in the Pesukim, right? And there's a Vav, right, that connects the two. If you look in the Pesukim, I didn't give you the Pesukim on the page, right? But if you look in the Pesukim, it says Ube Yom Simchaschem, right? And on the day of your Simcha, it feels like it's a continuation of what we just said, right? It's a very strange continuation. These aren't two things that would seem to be very, very similar, right? So I think what it's trying to say in the Pesukim, at least, and again, perhaps is what the Sefer HaChinuch means. I think it's more close to what the Prima Gadda means. It could be what the Sefer HaChinuch means. And I think it may be Pshat in the Gemara, the famous Gemara that we all know. But I think what it's saying is that when a person's in a very, very good state and a very, very bad state, it's actually very easy in some ways to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy at those moments, right, to not focus on Hashem. Now, in each time, it's different why it's easy to not focus on Hashem, right? When things are good, it's easy to just think, you know, whatever, you're just focused on all your personal joy and all the you know, the joy that you have in that. And when things are bad, right, it's easy to become despondent and not turn to Hashem and just say, whatever, you know, this stinks, and I'm wallowing in my pain, or I'm focused on other things, right? But it's very easy to not be focused on Hashem. It's very easy to focus on everything else besides Hashem, right? I would say, to talk very, very, you know, practically about the matzav that we're in right now, again, I think that in some ways it's easy, quote, easy to focus on Hashem, and it's like all we could do is daven with Hashem. On the other hand, it's also very easy to get caught up in the news and get caught up in just following the strategies and what happened and how could this happen and what's Israel's next step and, you know, and what's the next move and focus on all the military strategies that go into it. It is very easy, right? And certainly it's easy for the people who are involved on the ground more than it is for us here who have nothing else to do but daven, right? To get lost in what exactly is the ikkar here. What's the main success? Is the main success going to be our military strategy, or is the main success going to be HaKadosh Baruch? And when good things happen, is our first inclination to say this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really, really is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just like lucky that I happen to, you know, get the luck. Or is our inclination to say, no, it was really me, and it's focused on my own personal, you know, joy, and use it that way. I think that might also be pshat, just to go one step further, in a pretty well-known Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos, and this is talking about an individual as opposed to the Tzibur, right? But the Gemara says that there's Kshem, right? Mayim chayiv levarech al rak shen shevarech al tova, right? What does it mean that you have to make a bracha on the bad the same way you make a bracha on the good? So says the Gemara, Elim, if you're going to say Kshem shemavarech al tova tova meitiv, kavarech al rak tova meitiv, if you're going to say you make the same exact bracha of Atova Meitiv, that's not. We learned in the Mishnah, no. Basuros Tovos, Omer Atova Meitiv. On good news, you say Atova Meitiv. Basuros Ros, on bad news, Omer Baruch Dainemis. We say that blessed is, right, the judgment of truth. So Amar Rava, no. Lo Nitzracha El Likoblinhu Besimcha. It just means to receive it with simcha. We'll talk about what that means in a second. Amar Rav Acha Mishum Rabbi Levi, Rav Shem Rabbi Levi, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Chesed and mishpat, ashir lecha Hashem azamra. Right, chesed, kindness, mishpat, and judgment, ashir lecha Hashem. I call out to you, azamra. Im chesed, ashira. Im mishpat, ashira. If it's chesed, I'll call out to you. If it's ashira, I'll call out to you. And again, when the Gemara says lekablina besimcha, I personally don't understand that to mean in happiness. The way we translate happiness, it means to receive with a full heart, the same way you would receive goodness with a full heart. You receive badness with a good heart, full heart, right? And that's the kishim. Kishim shemavarech halatova, right? Kach avarech halara. It's not kishim as literally make the same bracha. You're not trying to evoke the same emotions. You're trying to evoke the same feeling that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's good or bad. Every single thing comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the feeling that we are trying to evoke here, right? If it's chesed, ashira. If it's mishpat, ashira, right? The pshat is that whatever happens, I'm turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think maybe if you put this all together, again, I think it's actually a really beautiful, not just pshat in the Rambam, but it's a beautiful idea, right? The pshat is, yeah, they are one mitzvah. The Rambam is saying that leharia bechatzotzos, right, is just the idea that in a moment of strong emotions, right, so connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want you to be misorer you to connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is mitzvah achasi. It feels weird to say it, because one is terrible moments and one is positive moments, but it's mitzvah achas. The mitzvah achas is when major things are happening in your life, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether that's good things or bad things, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it's Yom Simchaschem Vo'adeichem, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Yom Melchama and it's Sarah, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat. The pshat is that no matter what's happening in your life, right, you have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're gonna say something? Oh, okay. I think that's really the pshat in the Rambam. I think it's a beautiful idea. I wanted to do one more idea, and then we'll close for the night. So the Rambam continues. So let's do halacha beis and halacha gimel. So Rambam halacha beis says the following: the davar is amidarkei hatshuvahi. So the Rambam says this is darkei hatshuva. Shebizman shetavo tzara v'yizaku aleh v'yariyu yadu hakol shebeglav asem ham hura lehen. Right. So this is darkei tshuva, that when a tzara comes right, and they cry out to Hashem and they blow the chatzotros, what does everyone know? That it's because of their actions, their bad actions, that this happened. Kakasov anaseichem hitu, your sins, assuade you. V'zehu sheyigrom lahem lahasir atzara me'aleim. And this is what's going to cause them to remove the tzar from them. And continues Raman Halacha Gimel, Avalim lo yizaku velo yariyu. If you don't cry out and you don't blow the chatzotos, el yomru davar zeh minag olam. It's minag olam iralanu. It happened. V'tzarazu nikra nikris, and it just happened. Says the Rambam, Hariza derech achzarios. That is cruelty. V'goremes lem lidag ma'aseh haram. And it causes them to hold on to their bad ways. With tosif hatzara tzara achiros, and this is going to cause more, right, more bad things. Hu shekasa b'torah v'alachti mekeri. That if you go with me, Hashem says, b'keri v'alachti gamani b'chamas keri. I'm also going to go with you in anger. That's keri. That's habitants. Kolomar. What does that mean? Shavi aleichem tzara. I'm going to bring on you more tzaras. Kdei shetashuvim tomra shikari osif lachem chamas also keri. Right, I'm going to read more tzaras because you're not getting the message, right, in order to do teshuva. So I want to focus on two things here. One is, and I am the smallest person in the entire world, I'm just going to make a ha'ara. I'm not going to say anything with that ha'ara. You don't find this to be the tone of, certainly I would say, our community, but you definitely don't find this to be the tone of, like, you know, bad things happen, let's do tshuva, right? We find the tone to be bad things happen, let's dive into Hashem, let's call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to help us, right? It's just, I'm just pointing this out, I'm just pointing out ha'ara. We don't really find this to be the tone of our community, and if anything, right, I know that, like, you know, for example, like, I know when COVID happened, just as an example, there was quoted b'shem one of the great gedolim at the time that it happened because women are wearing lace front shetels. Now, I thought that was ridiculous at the time, and I still think it's a little ridiculous. Nor do I think that gedol necessarily said exactly what he was quoted to have said, and I don't think he said it right. But the point is, though, that like there's something that we're doing that might be wrong. That's why tzara is happening. Right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you do tshuva. We're not doing tshuva, then we're not doing a lesson. So again, I'm not a person to stand up on a pedestal and say this is what we need to do tshuva. You know, I happen to have listened to Varon Lopiansky, you know, and he actually quoted these Rambams as well, you know, he gave suggestions of his. He said these are my hergish of things that we can work on as a community, and I actually found it very refreshing. I really did. I found it very refreshing that he was talking about. You know, I'll share with you briefly what he said, but I found it very refreshing that he was saying, because I knew this Rambam, and I actually had said this Rambam to my yeshiva before he had said, but like, the pshat is like, you're supposed to do tshuva, like, that's the goal, and he said that what we saw in this war was that they broke down, like pirtza, they broke down walls, they broke down barriers, like, there was barriers that we thought that were strong, right, that we couldn't be broken through, and then our enemies broke through those barriers, so his hergish was that we need to be better with barriers. We need to be better with, like, setting up clear barriers of what's Kedush and what's not Kadosh, and he was suggesting making, like, our Bate Knessios and Bate Midrashios, like, more places of Kedusha, as, like, you know, that we need to be better. He gave the example of phones a lot, you know, and conversations that we have. He said, phones, like, don't come into the shul. They just don't come into the shul. He said, people davening off phones and things. He's like, it doesn't belong in a shul. He's like, it's not a question of, like, you know, whether or not they're davening. Hey, you're at an airport and you need a daven, so you take out your phone, you daven, that's one thing. But in a shul, like, take out a sitter. He said, another example to those, you know, also very powerful, he said, like, you don't talk stocks in the base medrash. He's like, I'm not talking about, like, during Seder. He's like, I'm not talking about, like, he's like, no. He's like, people learn their Seder, they close their Gemara, and then they talk. Okay, so, like, you know, they talk business. He said, like, just take that outside the base medrash. He said, like, why that conversation needs to happen in the base medrash. He said, this is the base medrash. It's like a makam kadosh. And he was suggesting, and I'm not saying the muster here. I'm just saying that he was suggesting, like, that was, like, maybe. But the point was, like, he was saying that, like, there's tshuva. Like, that's the whole point. Like, so if we believe when a tzara comes in a tzibur, that the goal is that we do tshuva, and I'm not saying what the tshuva that was that we need to do. Maybe it's achdus, and maybe that is the beauty of like what's coming together, and we do come together in times of this, and then you know we start to fight again. And it's not crazy to suggest in Eretz Yisrael specifically there was a whole lot of non-achdus right prior to this, right? But and I'm not here to suggest. I'm not here to play the role of, you know. But it's just interesting that I feel like the tone is never one of like tshuva. It's just like call out Hashem to like stop the tzara. But the Rambam saying, like, the tzara is happening because you're doing something wrong. So we got to fix what's doing wrong and not just, like, dive in to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult philosophical point to sometimes accept because it's a slippery slope. And you're going to say that, you know, women, 250 people were killed because of something that we're doing.
Correct.
Well, I mean, it's,
correct.
You know, it's correct. Difficult. The Holocaust happened because we weren't as
strong. I agree with you. I agree with you. It's very, very hard.
Although the whole premise of the Rambam, it's not the Rambam's premise, that's the premise of but I'm saying it's a hard thing to accept.
I agree with you, Jeff.
Global.
I agree with you, Jeff, and that's what I wanted to talk about. I did want to talk about it practically here, but I agree with you that it's very hard to know what that means on a greater scale.
Or maybe on an individual scale, you can understand a little better than on a communal scale.
So I actually saw someone, I don't remember where, say that actually dafka the opposite. Don't read this Rambam at your personal Torah, because we do have a concept of tzaddik v'ra'lo, right? So meaning, on your personal tzara, it may actually be tzaddik v'ra'lo. But on a communal level, you can't say that. Like, on a communal level, as I saw someone, like, meaning you can't say that on a communal level, which is an interesting horror. It's almost the opposite, right? Now, the Gemara does say in bracha, so if you see something bad happening, yifash shemaisav, so work on something.
You
know, you gotta...
I can see an easy distinction between something like rain, which is malfuk or baruch, versus something that man perpetrates on another man.
Interesting. Doesn't sound the way in the Rambam, but I hear what you're saying.
You could
I hear what you're saying, though. The examples that he gives, not the ones in the Psukim, but the ones he gives are all Batzores, Dever, Arbe, are all natural.
I have several secular first cousins in Israel, so they came by in the summer. And apparently the biggest thing with secular Israelis now is to enlighten themselves and go and learn about Buddha and the Hindu culture.
Right.
And I couldn't help but notice this giant Buddha statue at this dance they were having on the video.
Really?
And I don't judge. I'm far from perfect, but is that a Bodha Zara that you have a Buddha and you're dancing around it?
Yeah. Someone gave a shiur also. I can't even. I'm not quoting the person. I don't know who it was. I know that my wife quoted some man in here with my own ears that. Particularly the religious community in this particular attack, the religious community seemed to have been less affected but again, it's almost like so hard to say those words. It feels wrong to say those words, right? I have an ideal reaction. It's like it feels wrong to say it. Like, who are we to say why anything happened? It's so dangerous. It's such a dangerous stuff. But I do think, Jeff, I want to get back to your point, Jeff, and I think the point that I do want to make is important, which is that the Rambam is saying, right, one thing that we could all take to ourselves, what the Rambam is definitely saying, is that to just go on as if things are normal, right? That's the Rambam basically saying. To go on as if things are normal is achzarius. He calls that cruelty. And it causes us to continue in our bad ways, right? It causes more. So I think that, for me personally, I'm just sharing my own personal thing, and I'll share with you based on the word of the Mara, which I think is very powerful. The idea is that, like, life can't go on as normal. Like, we have to figure out a way, both, like, b'shas milchama, like, while the tzara is going on, and, like, to think, like, that life can't go on as normal. Like, there has to be something else. There's a Gemara in Nedarim. I just want to read the Gemara and read the Maral, and we'll end with this. The Gemara in Nedarim says, Kiasar of Dimi Amar, Kol ha-mevaker es ha-chole, gorem lo she-yichya. Anyone who's mevaker a chole, it causes him, right, that he should live. V'chol she'ina mevaker es hachola, and anyone who is not mevaker es hachola, gorem lo she'yamas, right, it causes him to die. Ask the Gemara, my grandma, is this cause, right? If I visit or I don't visit, I'm causing him to live or die. Ile mekol mevaker es hachola, mevake she'lev rachem she'yichya. If you want to say, maybe it means that anyone who's mevaker hachola, okay, so he'll daven for him that he lives. V'chol she'ina mevaker es hachola, mevake she'lev rachem she'yamas. And it was not Barachol, he's davening for him to die. What? That's ridiculous. Because I don't visit him, I'm davening for him to die? No, says the Gemara, Lakol she'ina mevaker chola. Anyone who doesn't mevaker chola, ina mevaker shalav rachamim lo shiach v'lo shiyamas. From that mevaka the chola, okay, not mevaka shvachim. Either way, that's the conclusion of the Gemara. That's still a very bizarre conclusion. What do you mean? If I'm not mevaka the chola, I can still daven for him. Okay, I'm not mevaka him. I'm still davening for him. So look at this maral. Maral says the following: Ratz alomer. Kasher mevaker es achola mevaker shel avrachim. When you visit the sick, you're going to daven for him. Kikach inyan habikur atzmo shebakash aschias. That's the whole point of visiting him. This is the side sugya. It's an important sugya in Bikur Cholim. What's the point of Bikur Cholim? It's machlokas rishonim. Is Bikur Cholim to daven on him that he should live, or is Bikur Cholim to take care of his needs? So the Maral is taking a side in that. But what does he say? Kikach inyan habikur shebakash aschias. That is the whole reason to visit him, to daven for him. Aval bakash asrachim vebeiso below bikur eino kolkach. But about kashas rachamim in your house and you don't visit him, it's not so valuable. Why? Kevan shelo ba'i de maisa shel bikur cholim. Since it doesn't come through an act of bikur cholim, ein adom lezeh kamo shehol chabeis levakva. It's not similar. V'davar zeh bakasha gamura. That's a bakasha gamura when you go visit him. So what does the Maharal mean? So I can tell you what I think the Maharal means. I'm not 100% sure what the Maharal means. I'll tell you what I think the Maharal means. And I'll tell it by way of a story. I've said this story a few times. I'm recording this, so I don't know if I'll get back. I don't know the person I'm talking about, know what I'm talking about. But when Danny was very, very sick and we were in New York, we were like stuck in New York for like a few weeks. So one of my good friends visited me and he said to me, you know, this other guy, you know, really wants to visit you, but he's not sure if you want visitors. That's what he said to me. So I said to him, a little bit like harshly, but I meant it at the time, I said, if he really wanted to visit me, he would just come visit me. Meaning, like, if I don't want to see him, then okay, whatever. I'm saying, like, if he really wanted to visit me, he would just show up, right? If he's hemming and hawing, he's not sure. I said, I don't think he really wants to visit me. I meant that, like, at the time, I was in a little bit of a bad place, probably, and I didn't mean it harsh, and I didn't tell him to say it to him that way. I said, if he wants to come, tell him to come, you know, whatever. But what I meant by it, and what I felt at that time, what I really did feel, and I do feel this now. It's like we know internally when we really want to do something. We don't really want to do something. When we want to do something, right, it doesn't have to make sense. And the best proof of it actually right now is I think what we saw with Klal Yisrael in the most positive way of like the reaction of like all these duffel bags, you know, and all these things that went to Israel. I happen to be on the side. Maybe it's my personality being like a little cynical. Like I don't know how much of that stuff is being used. I don't know. But what I do know is that all these communities in the most beautiful way said, we're going to do whatever we can for Klal Yisrael, right? I don't know what's going to be used. It could be that millions of dollars is not going to be used, but it's still the most beautiful thing in the entire world because the bakasha, right, is we want to be mesiachis to Klal Yisrael right now, and it's not about whether or not you're going to use it, you're not going to use it. Like, I want to give, right? I want to give. I want to figure out whatever way I can give, and I'm going to give in any way that I can. And if this is the way that I can do it, I'm going to ship toys. If I can ship gloves and I ship this, the pshat is that I'm going to do whatever I can to give, right? That's the pshat, right? I think that's such a beautiful thing. I don't view that with a cynicism. I view that with a beauty. It's so beautiful. I don't know if it's going to be used or not going to be used. Of course, we should donate money to things that are more likely to use. Of course, 100%. But like that's about kashas rachamim. The pshat is that it's real, right? If you're not willing to show up to the guy's house, right, and visit him, and you're going to daven from your home, it's a nice tefillah. You're daven from your home, but the Gemara is saying that's not a real tefillah. A real tefillah is that like you show up and you do something and you're present. So I think that. You know what I'm going to suggest, and we'll close with this, and again, I give this muster itself, muster, it's not, you know, is that, like, I do feel that, like, we should all be careful that, like, our days don't go on as regular, whatever that looks like in our lives, but, like, to do something that, like, our day today doesn't look like a regular day, and until this war is over, my day doesn't look regular. So, again, it could be, again, as a community and as Klal Yisrael, that means we're saying Avinu Malkeinu in our tefillahs, and we're saying Perkei Mitzvot 100%. But I think, Jeff, to speak to you, what you were saying before is that I'm not a person who says what community should do. It's not my role. It's not, but like, as individuals, it's like something that like my day doesn't look the same as it does every other day. So whatever that may be, I don't have this, you know, drink that I always have because, you know, whatever, until this war is over, I'm not going to have Fresca, which is my favorite drink. Or until this war is over, we're not going to have meat at our Shabbos. Whatever it is that it looks like. I don't know what it looks like for each person, for each family, for each thing. But I think there is something very powerful of like in Makaba, like my life doesn't look the same while we're in Klal Yisrael's in Tzur. And I think that on a personal level is what the Rambam is saying. That I don't know, community level, I'm not one to speak on behalf of the judge, but like on a personal level, like our life doesn't go on as regular, like things do change. And it's not just like, yeah, we're davening for you. Okay, but like what does your life look like today that it wouldn't look like, you know, had this war not been going on? And I think that is the real message of the Rambam in terms of what, you know, our lives should look like, you know, as we are in this time. Right.